nobody really takes a strict traditional view of gender. You know, we realize that there's lots of different ways to be a good man, a good boy, a good woman, a good girl. I mean, you know, we talk about this, well, boys are blue and girls are pink. I mean, I bet you every listener has girls that are, you know, maybe a little more, not quite tomboyish, but you know what? They don't really like dolls. They like to sweat. They like sports. They like to work, do hard sports and be challenged. You can have boys that they like the arts. They like creativity. They don't like to go out and get dirty. They don't like to break things. That's a little bit more how my boy is. So it's really even just a false construct that we build of, okay, little boys should be this way and little girls should be this way. In fact, you know, Scripture doesn't even talk about that or like that. It has some directions in terms of what men and women do in terms of life within the church, but you're not going to find a whole lot of Scripture on, well, this is how boys are and this is how girls are. Certainly there are not these, you know, tight, clean, clear blue and pink boxes. But that, again, that doesn't mean that we can't speak meaningfully and truthfully about what it means to be male and female. You know, what we find, and again, secular anthropologists talk about this, is that because men and women are different as male and female parents, they give examples to the kids, to their children. People have male and female kids. They say there's 50 different genders. You know, nobody says, congratulations, you have an XYZ kid that's not a girl or a boy. It's always, congratulations, it's a girl. Congratulations, it's a boy. But what we find out with parents, moms and dads, is little girls realize after a while, okay, I'm more like mom. I follow her example. I'm like her. And dad, I love him and I love to be like him and I want to emulate him, but I'm a different sex than he is. And same thing with the boys. You know, he really early on identifies with mom. And this is where we get the phrase, cut the apron strings. Every little boy has to have the apron strings cut to be able to say, you know what, mom has been my caregiver, my life giver, my trusted person, but I need to start interacting with and identifying with dad because I'm a boy just like he's a boy. Those are very significant, and those distinctions, you know, happen in a zillion different ways with moms and dads with their little boys and girls, but that example is important.